Hao Cheng Zhang, gold medal winner at the 13th Van Cliburn International Piano Competition, is coming back to Texas. He'll be performing at Ayers Recital Hall, and this part of the Such Fine Arts Center at Texas Lutheran University. The concert will be this Monday evening at 7 p.m., and the concert is free and open to the public. Mr. Zhang, you'll be coming back to Texas since this concert was arranged a while ago. The man who did so much for music in America and Texas, Van Cliburn, passed away. What I get when I see the films and recordings made of the Van Cliburn competition, it's not only just a competition, but it also seems to be a situation where they kind of go that extra mile to make sure that the competitors feel that they have a little bit of home with them when they're in Fort Worth.
Yeah, that's certainly true. I mean, Texas, it's a place filled with warmth, and I think it's certainly that aspect is certainly shown very, very much in the competition. The competitor is the host family, and very Texas kind of host, very warm, and it's just it makes you feel less of a competition, but also that you knew you could, you know, get a chance to know more about the people there and the culture there and things like that. The competition, of course, meant a lot because of the competition, obviously, that I spent so much time touring, and it's a very maturing experience for me, also mentally and spiritually, because, I never felt so lonely before on the tour, and seeing so many places, different places, embracing new things all the time, and it's a very mind-maturing experience.
Well, you've got a great program coming up this next Monday here in Texas in Seguin, and I'd like to ask you about some of the music. One, you start with a Beethoven sonata, and there's so many different ways Beethoven can attract us and reach us with his music. And you've chosen one of my favorite sonatas, and it's not because it's bombastic, but in a way it seems to be the most genial and warm and friendly sonata of the late sonatas, and that's number 30 in E major.
I've always been attracted to Beethoven, and I think for me, the late sonatas, it's where I think for most people considered the late sonatas the deepest and the hardest to understand, because he really keeps digging in to his own psychological depth, and that's why makes the sonata sound so deep. From that aspect, you can say that he is more introspective than extrospective, like his early works. I choose this particular one of the late sonatas is also like what you said. It is more warm than the other late sonatas, but while also keeping the depth. The depth is certainly not lost, but there is more warmth in that compared to the other ones. And so I think it will be a good beginning to drag people into the program.
Well, it has that wonderful kind of romantic, quiet reflection, as you mentioned. And then you go right into, after that, the Sonata number 3 of Chopin. And this really is almost as if, I don't know, Chopin was a cavalry officer, in the sense that it's very heroic, and it starts off grabbing your attention from the very beginning.
Well, the Chopin is... It's been played many times and by all kinds of different pianists. It's one of the most standard repertoire, but I just hope that I could offer something of my thought, my personality in the sonata, but no matter what, I think the audience will enjoy it. It gets all the very beautiful melodies, very romantic, and almost as if from Beethoven looking in, and Chopin kind of like makes everything out. It will be a nice flow.
And then following that, after intermission, comes one of my favorite works that you don't get to hear all that often in a concert hall. And I'm wondering if it's because you have to have such good chromatic scales. And that's the Ballade number 2 of Franz Liszt.
Yeah, it is not played very often. I just think that it's very good continuation of the Chopin, even though they're very different. Liszt, in this piece, it's very dramatic. While Chopin has this noble and often melancholy sentiment in it, and but Liszt, it goes even more in terms of dramatic side.
Very change in mood, come forward in time to 1913 and of the second book of Preludes of Claude Debussy. And there's 12 of them, but you pick preludes that give us a lot of contrast.
I think, yeah, that they are contrasting because I feel like, first of all, in the list, there are some dreamy qualities that would actually nicely go to the Debussy. I think for the sake of the audience, it might be also very more interesting to show some other sides of Debussy, like the one with General Levine.
I'm speaking to Hao-Chen Zhang, who will be performing in Seguin this coming Monday evening at 7 o'clock as part of the artist series there. And his concert ends with the virtuosic Islamé. You've won the Van Cliburn Gold Medal. You have great fingers. But is there more to this music than just the virtuosic side?
Yeah, like you said, musically has a lot of charm. And the ways the techniques that he used to express different musical ideas is also very rich. So I think it's a very good piece for the end of the concert, and also because this also has a lot of contrast in it. I mean, think about the middle section, and even the fast sections has a lot of contrast.
Paul Qian Zhang, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And that concert will be again this Monday evening, March 25th, starting at 7 in the Ayers Recital Hall at Texas Lutheran University. This concert is free and open to the public.